to the species, but we get image recognition direct off the video. Even when we're not watching the video monitors, the computer is, and checking where everybody is. Does the computer ever make a mistake? Only with the babies. It mixes those up sometimes because they're such small images, but we don't sweat that. The babies almost always stay close to herds of adults. Also, you have the category tally. What's that? Once every 15 minutes, the computer tallies the animals in all categories, Arnold said. Like this. Total animals, 238. Tyrannosaurs expected, 2. Found, 2. Version 4.1. Myosaurs expected, 21. Found, 21. Version 3.3. Stegosaurs expected, 4. Found, 4. Version 3.9. Triceratops expected, 8. Found, 8. Version 3.1. Procompsognathids expected, 49. Found, 49. Version 3.9. Othniellia expected, 16. Found, 16. Version 3.1. Velociraptors expected, 8. Found, 8. Version 3.0. Apatosaurs expected, 17. Found, 17. Version 3.1. Hadrosaurs expected, 11. Found, 11. Version 3.1. Dilophosaurs expected, 7. Found, 7. Version 4.3. Pterosaurs expected, 6. Found, 6. Version 4.3. Hypsilophodontids expected, 33. Found, 33. Version 2.9. Euplocephalids expected, 16. Found, 16. Version 4.0. Styracosaurs expected, 18. Found, 18. Version 3.9. Microceratops expected, 22. Found, 22. Version 4.1. Total expected, 238. Total found, 238. What you see here, Arnold said, is an entirely separate counting procedure. It isn't based on the tracking data, it's a fresh look. The whole idea is that the computer can't make a mistake because it compares two different ways of gathering the data. If an animal were missing, we'd know it within 5 minutes. I see, Malcolm said. And has that ever actually been tested? Well, in a way, Arnold said. We've had a few animals die. An Othniellian got caught in the branches of a tree and strangled. One of the stegos died of that intestinal illness that keeps bothering them. One of the hypsilophodonts fell and broke his neck. And in each case, once the animal stopped moving, the numbers stopped tallying, and the computer signaled an alert. Within 5 minutes. Yes. Grant said, what is the right-hand column? Release version of the animals. The most recent are version 4.1 or 4.3. We're considering going to version 4.4. Version numbers? You mean like software, new releases? Well, yes, Arnold said. It is like software, in a way. As we discover the glitches in the DNA, Dr. Wu's labs have to make a new version. The idea of living creatures being numbered like software, being subject to updates and revisions, troubled Grant. He could not exactly say why it was too new a thought, but he was instinctively uneasy about it. They were, after all, living creatures. Arnold must have noticed